the great constriction. Like I said, I read the book of Revelation like 8 times. Word by word, verse by verse. And so, the first earth was destroyed by water. The second earth is going to be destroyed by fire. And then the third earth is going to be peaceful for 1,000 years. And then it's going to be delivered up, and you're going to have a new heaven, a new earth, where there's no more tears, no more pain, nothing. And so, 1,000 years of peace, you know, is coming. But first, there's a great constriction. The 7-year tribulation, there has to be a great constriction going on, because the Bible talks about it. The word tribulation, if you unfold it enough, you'll see it's a constriction. Get on the housetop, go up into the mountains, because evidently from 8 foot down, you won't be able to breathe. It's going to be a constriction. You actually see them experimenting with it right now with the COVID stuff. A great constriction during the tribulation. What happens when the COVID hits people? Their lungs, they can't breathe. It's a constriction. Peace, peace, then sudden destruction. So they're all being set up. Everybody's being set up, and they don't even know it. And Jesus comes back to destroy those that would destroy the earth halfway through. So right now the whole world is being set up, and they're trying to constrict everybody and kill everybody. Don't come off of your rooftop, it says, and don't come out of the mountains. Go into the mountains. Don't come down, because there's going to be a great constriction. Now, is that just for Israel, or is that the whole world, you know? So we're seeing it. Looks like it's the whole world. If Jesus comes back to destroy those that would destroy the earth, it has to be the whole world, right? Because they'd have to destroy the whole world. Great constriction. What are they going to do with all these apartments and houses and all? What are they thinking? All these buildings and all this. If they kill everybody, what about all the extra stuff sitting around? It's just going to rust or fall down over time. The devil don't care. He's insane. He's just totally ridiculous, insane. The Antichrist is going to be filled with the spirit of the devil, who can make war with the beast. He's going to be tied into a computer, just like Elon Musk wants you to be tied in. They're all believing lies. They're all believing lies. The devil has deceived them all. It's already written in the script. They're following the script to a T. So the church right now is resisting the evil. So when the church gets raptured out of here, all hell will break loose, and the hive, they'll say aliens took the Christians, they were evil, so now we can have peace finally. And the 144,000 and the two witnesses will be witnessing, and they'll be cursed, because they can bring a curse on them, and they'll be cursing the two witnesses and cursing the 144,000, and they'll be rejoicing when the two witnesses die in the street. But then when they raise up from the dead, because they leave them in the street for 3 days, when they raise up from the dead and go to heaven, they're going to be in shock. Then the angels preach the gospel, the second part of the tribulation, because the church is gone and the remnant is gone, and the mid-tribulation, the people who got saved during the tribulation, they're gone. Gone. So the angels have to preach the gospel, because God wants all men to be saved. And he knows who will and who won't. But they don't. He's not going to give them. He's going to give them the opportunity. They won't have an excuse. When the angels are preaching the gospel, they're still going to reject it. Ain't that a truth? They won't have an excuse, people. They're going to try to come up with an excuse, but it ain't going to happen. First earth destroyed by water. Second earth by fire. Tribulation. 1,000 years of peace. New heaven and new earth. New bodies. New earth. There's going to be a spiritual earth. No need for the sun. No need for the moon. It's all spiritual, people. And the flesh creatures will be burning in hell. Because it typifies the sweet smelling offering. They're sweet. It rises up forever. They wanted to be their own sacrifice. So that's got to burn forever. They wanted to, instead of trusting Jesus, they wanted to trust themselves. So they have to burn forever. Because only Jesus can take away sin. In the blood of Jesus. It's sad. The smoke of their torment rises forever. As a sweet smelling offering. I always wondered about that. The reason it's a sweet smelling offering, because all offerings, any kind of offering, when Noah came off the boat and he made an offering, it was accepted. What did it point to? It pointed to Jesus. Abel, when he made an offering, it was accepted. Why? Because it pointed to Jesus. When Cain made an offering, it wasn't accepted because it didn't point to Jesus. You understand what I'm saying? So the great constriction is here. They're trying to constrict freedom of speech. Everything. It's here. They're trying to constrict your lungs. They're kind of trying to constrict the gospel. They're trying to constrict the flow, the money flow, everything. The great constriction is a multi-dimensional thing. Your words, your job, cash flow, information flow, they're trying to constrict it. So what's happening is they're going to digital, decentralized digital currency to fight it. And then they just keep trying to, every time somebody invents something to get free, they try to figure out how to shut it down, you know. It's the battle. It's Wile E. Coyote chasing down Roadrunner, trying to take down Roadrunner's freedom. And your freedom's in Christ. The harder they try, the more free you get. It's bizarre, because you get smarter about this warfare. You see through the game, just like the narcissist. We all know about gaslighting now, right? If you don't know what gaslighting is, you're behind the times. You're being gaslit by your senators and your representatives, so-called. Just like the Jezebel narcissist gaslighted you and lied to you. And put on a fake smile and a painted face and says, "I love you." It was all a lie. It was gaslighting. To get in the door, to steal, kill, and destroy, and get a baby dad, and get that monthly check flowing so they didn't have to do nothing, so they could be a socialistic pig. Socialistic capitalist, communist pig, instead of running the capitalism and sacrificial redemptive system that points to Christ and his sacrifice, they want to be lazy pigs. Oink, oink. You hear what I'm saying? I think you do. You know what I'm talking about. This place is... Every time you hear a baby crying, the universe is crying, the earth is crying. Because it's birthing into its new state.